Hey everybody, it's Maylee Thomas. It's time for Texas Homegrown Music. I've got an interesting show for you today. A band that has coined a new phrase and a new genre called brown grass, and these cats are so cool. They're going to be at TMR 28, which is our big Texas Music Revolution Festival, the first weekend of June, right here in my hometown in McKinney, Texas. So I'm looking forward to that. We'll talk about that a lot, but I don't want to take up too much time. They're called Sour Bridges. They're a really great group of guys, a great sounding band, and you're going to love this interview. So I'm going to get to it very quickly. Right before I do, though, you know I always like to sing a song for you off of one of my records, and I'm going to do just that. This is a song called Give It Away off of my Revelations record, and we'll be right back with Sour Bridges.
You can take your money, put it in a safe and lock it. You can take your hands, keep them in your pocket. Hold on to what you've got, too afraid you're gonna lose it. Do you really have it if you never use it? No. Give it away.
Well, here we are back on Texas Homegrown Music with my guest, Sour Bridges. I've got Bill Pucci and Mark Henry in the house. And when I say in the house, I believe they're in their house. I don't know whose house you're in, but hey, welcome to the show, guys.
you're not in my house.
I know that.
We're actually at Mark's studio right now. We're just...
Okay. And are you guys out of Austin? Do you guys all live in Austin proper? What's the deal?
Austin and the surrounding areas. But yeah, the band, we just say, is from Austin. It's a little easier.
Well, because I noticed you guys do play, you play a lot of gigs in that area for sure, but you know, we'll get to talking about it. You guys are world travelers and certainly across the country.
We're trying.
And I'm so excited. I'm going to mention it many times during this interview, but you guys are going to be on our stage on the 8th of June at the Texas Music Revolution 28. And I couldn't be more happy about it. I've been telling everybody, I've got a brown grass band coming. They're like, what the heck is that?
You know, it's taken on a...
Yeah, you started a whole new genre. Yeah. You do realize that, right?
No, that's the idea. We want to stand out. And so I guess that the coin phrase has caught on.
It definitely has. So for you, those of you that don't know it, they did coin this phrase of their style being brown grass, which is bluegrass, but a little dirtier. And I just think it's awesome. So I had someone else tell me, yeah, it's bluegrass with some rock feel to it. And I said, well, I've been listening to it and it's... You know, the one thing I don't like about what's happened in music in the last few decades is how we always ask people, so what kind of music do you play and what style are you? I mean, I really feel like a lot of the artists that I love are just entertainers and artists, and they just are great. You know, they just have a great jam to them. I hate to put them in a box, but if I was going to put it in anything, I think for you guys, we've slated this new term Americana, and it kind of covers a whole plethora of from red dirt all the way to brown grass now. Would you agree that maybe Americana is kind of a good way to put a lot of these bands in an area where they can expect some blues and rock and country and folk and I don't know. What do you think?
I think that term is the best thing that we can come up with. And it makes the people that have that yearning question for categories, it you know, eases their pain, I guess. It's so funny to take the art that you make and have to label it. And for one song, it definitely is bluegrass. And for the other song, it is rock and roll. And that's why we decided just to come up with our own kind of term. And honestly, more conversation has come up and sparked because of it. So like... Mm-hmm. It's a combination of one of the band members' grass was burnt and turning brown, and we also thought it was just a little dirtier than the standard bluegrass sound that we're used to hearing. So,
well, I read somewhere, I did a little bit of homework, and I read somewhere that you guys started this band from an apartment complex where you guys used to jam. Is that right?
Yes, in Austin, and I believe this is still true, but back in the day when you were a musician looking for a place to live on the east side of Austin, there was a place that had affordable rent where most musicians and artists went and hung out, and they played music late and painted in the sidewalks, and everyone, it was just a community that you could afford to live in the city of Austin. And we met a really great band that lived just above us, and we heard them kicking through the floor, and we had to go up and meet them. And before you know it, they kind of liked what we had to offer. We went to their shows and started playing more porch parties and kind of hosting events in our apartment. And so it just grew from there.
Well, tell me a little bit about the two of you and how you got involved in music. Did you grow up around it? I read about the influences of, you know, some of the other artists that you listened to. But I'm always interested in how you knew that this was something you really wanted to pursue.
What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I grew up in a house. I mean, we listen to music constantly. My parents aren't musicians, but they appreciate music, and they raised us listening to, you know, all sorts of different types of music. And I actually grew up right around the corner up in North Dallas in Garland. So not far, but yeah, my first concert I was in third grade. We went to see Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band at Reunion Arena. And so from that day on, and
wait, what year was that?
How old are you in third grade?
Listen to me. I was 10? At that show. I was at that show. I'm sure.
Oh, were you really?
I was, because Clarence Clemons played in my band for years. And my husband is from New Jersey originally, so we're huge Bruce Springsteen fans. And so that had to be in the 90s, don't you think?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know how old you are in third grade, but
yeah.
No. Yeah. And, no, so from that day on,
show.
I was, Yeah. I was like, man, look at that guy down there, Max Weinberg, just shredding. I was like, yeah, that's the coolest thing you can do right there. So between that and my oldest brother was a drummer, or still is a drummer. He just doesn't play, you know, he's not a musician full time like we are. But so between those two things, it was easy for me. I was like, yep, that's what I need to be doing. And watching my brother play drums, doing all that. So it was just, you know, it was in the books moving forward after that.
And what a band to, you know, to be brought in under, because even to this day, 3.5 hours they play, sometimes four.
Yeah. And it makes me tired just watching, because I've seen him a handful of times since then. And it's just like, man, they were just in Austin, I guess, maybe a year ago at the new arena they built. And yeah, same thing. It's still so impressive watching those guys just shred. They all just are phenomenal.
So I'm so grateful that I live in the era where I've actually got to see them live many, you know, probably 15 times. But how about you, Bill? Tell me what, and so obviously you drums is all, Mark, that's just your thing, right? You play drums.
Yeah. Like Bill was saying, we're in the studio that I own here in Austin. So I own a lot of instruments. But drums is the only one that I play. And so, you know, I'm sticking with it, but I pick up all sorts of stuff. I like, you know, I want to learn how to do X, Y, and Z, but it just, you know, in due time.
You got time. What about you, Bill?
Yeah. Just fine. Let's see. I am blessed with having my father and grandfather both, played guitar, banjo. When I was a kid, we would do a lot of campfires, and they would strum just some fun Tom Petty, John Cougar Mellencamp, things like that. Thought it was the greatest thing in the world. My grandfather, I'm left-handed and never cared to learn to play right-handed, so I was very stubborn. My grandfather found an acoustic guitar at a garage sale. It was terrible, but he taught me two chords. I think it was
an acoustic guitar, a right-handed acoustic guitar?
A left-handed guitar. Okay. He bought me one. So it was comfortable for me to hold the right way. So I started doing that and I just took off. I was, my fingers were bleeding in no time, and duct tape around the fingers to learn more chords. And I would just listen to classic rocks on the radio. The CD player was invented, and I started listening to music in my room and playing along with it. So it just got kind of a very rock. Tom Petty was probably my hero as a kid. And my grandfather played banjo. Put together a banjo for me as well. And I was not interested at all when I first got it, but once I started finally picking it up, it was really cool. My brother's very musical as well, and the whole family is. So we started playing together a little bit more. Just really realized how it makes people happy. And it's a really fun way to kind of just starting writing and creating your own music is really a unique experience, I think.
And Matt's in the band with you, right? Your brother?
He is. He's down there in Wimberley right now. But he is in the band as well. The two of us traveled down from Pennsylvania after college, and just like I said, met some great musicians in Austin. This guy right here, same way, just circumstance, mm-hmm. run into each other. And after COVID, we were looking for a drummer, and we made him play with us. And we've been taking off for the last few years now, doing stuff. So.
You put out a lot of records already since that start, I think, back in 2009. But you guys have a new record that you're dropping. And I guess like a lot of people, you're dropping a lot of singles here and there. And we're going to play the title track to the record that you're going to drop called Down and Out, as well as some other cuts. I love your vibe. I love what you're doing. You want to give me a little background on Down and Out, and then we'll play it for these people so they know exactly what brown grass is all about.
Sure. I think this typifies the brown grass vibe.
Yeah.
We wanted to start the album out. It kind of is a good, what? It hones in on all the flavors. It's a foot stomping kind of fast beat, string oriented song that just really gets you going and starts off the album. Funny enough though, when we were recording this album, this song really wasn't put together, and Mark and I actually, while everyone else was on break, put together, you know, ABC of this song. The lyrics are there, the vibe was there, we just didn't really know how to do it, so the two of us honed it all out, and one thing led to another. It's got a great little breakdown that you just can't help to dance to as
Absolutely.
Well, and It's a fun one for sure. So take a listen.
It is. I love it. And I'm so excited to introduce you guys to Sour Bridges. I know that there's a lot of guys at the station that are familiar with you, and they're going to be playing a lot, spinning a lot more of your stuff because of this. I know. So I can't That's wait great. To play it for all my listeners right now. This is Down and Out. This is a title track off a record they're going to drop. We'll talk about that in a minute. We'll be right back with Bill and Matt from Sour Bridges. Here you go, right here on Texas Homegrown Music. Back, and I know you guys are already drawn into this band. I cannot wait for you to be on our stage at Texas Music Revolution. I'll be continuing to spin some of your songs to get people excited about it, but we've got a couple more songs that you've already dropped, but tell me, when do you plan on releasing the record? I know there's a pre-sale, and I didn't notice what the date was. I'm sorry for that, but you guys tell us.
Tell them.
Well, I don't know when this is going to air, but according to the timeline we're on right now, the record comes out tomorrow, which is February 9th. That's Friday. The record goes live, and then the pre-orders have already been mailed out, and some of them are arriving, which has been exciting to see people's photos and videos and getting that stuff early. And then we'll have a big party Saturday night, the 10th, down at Sam's Town Point to celebrate the release.
Oh, I love Sam's. I love that. I love that vibe of that place. Well, this is out then. Your record is out for my listeners that are listening to the show right now. But I'm going to encourage you guys. I know that in today's world, it's so easy for everybody to just stream the songs, and I get it. But I want to encourage everybody to go online and go to your website and order it in in hand. I think it's important for people to do that. I know you make a lot more money that way. I get those little medial checks, you know, that say 0.002 for the download. So I do want to say, and I always try to push this. I love a lot of what you guys have for merch. Whoever's doing your artwork, I really dig it. I think it's very cool and interesting. And who doesn't want to wear something that says Sour Bridges on it? I mean, if nothing else, the people are going to go, what the heck does that mean?
What? I've got about 5 or 6 different stories on that, but yeah. I agree. That's the whole idea.
Give me one story.
Well, one of the stories is we were coming up with names, and they were some really bad names, and we decided we wanted to be a band. And so, of course, we were drinking at a campfire, and the crowd has lost interest in us rambling about band names. So we went off to the corner, and I think the one that I was thinking of is Meowface was one of the bands that made this guy. The other guy in the band laughed, and so he basically was spitting out the whiskey that he was drinking at the time. And we were like, careful, man, you don't want to sour your britches there, you know? That's like a Texas slang that I never heard of before. And so we all had this epiphany that it was, you know, the crickets were chirping. We were all just like, wow, that's a good band name. And so we just made some adjustments. Britches didn't make it.
Sour Britches. I don't know. I'm sure there's probably a lot of people that would dig that too.
Yeah. So we went with Bridges, and it just stuck. And it's one of those that you couldn't change if you wanted to. Now it's to the point where we have enough people that want to see that name, and that's who we're associated with. So,
well, there's
sour
nothing
Bridges it is.
I'll tell you this, there's nothing sour about the sound, I can tell you that. But I've actually gone online and seen some of your videos. You guys are a lot of fun to watch, which is very big in my book, because if I'm going to come out and see a band, I want to experience something with them. I'm not going to name the names, but I've definitely been to some shows where some of the artists don't even look at you, you know. And I get it, some people have stage fright and they don't know how to engage with the audience, but that is not your band. That's definitely not your band. And since we're talking about your band, tell me all the guys and gal in your band so we can give them a little kudos on the show.
Absolutely. So Mark Randall Henry, right here, present. The drummer, the newest member of the band, I suppose. Yeah. He's been here for a few years with us. Our bass player is Will Vaughn, and he's the one with the braids and plays bass. Very talented high harmony singer. Then there's the Pucci brothers, myself, Bill, and Matt Pucci. We do a lot of the singing, writing harmonies, and kind of are the ones who started off the band back in the day. And we've had some great members come and go, but these are the guys that are with us now. We're really getting along great, making some great music. We've done all different kinds of albums. Like you said, the first one was in a bedroom where we had to re-record songs because the toilet was like running. You know, and we went to a garage and did another one, and then this is the top tier, hanging out at Mark's studio and having the time to really hone in and just focus on some unique things for this album, and I think we've accomplished that. We do have two fiddlers that play with us. One is Camille Sheesh, very talented, and the other one is Miss Ileana, who is very talented as well, and you'll catch one or the other playing with us almost all the time. So it's a family affair. Like you said, we were super entertained by each other when we're playing, as well as the crowd. I'm always trying to keep these guys on their toes with whether it's jokes or dance moves or some made up stuff that we don't normally play. Yeah. We just like to have fun with each other. And I think that kind of shows and relates to the audience as well. So that's the live show.
Well, I dig it. I really dig the video that you guys did for Tiny Desk, and where you guys were in the back of that little thing. You know, I was like, how did you get all that in there? But
I know. All that was before a show too. So we sound checked, and then we did manage to get a friend owed us a favor. And basically I had this idea because I was like, you know, you're trying to find unique ways to put a desk somewhere and play, and it's going to be unique. So we had a parking spot outside downtown Austin. We managed to hold the spot, and I bought a desk and some other lights and put them in the trailer. We put it together very quickly, and it was hilarious, and it was well received. I think we were in like the top five. We almost.
Well, I just want to encourage everybody, yeah, when you do a search for these cats, do something on YouTube, grab some of those videos. It's a lot of fun to watch. Well, I am going to do back to back. I'm going to do some back to back songs for everybody to hear off of your record, Down and Out. Texas Man and Tighten Up. And I'll tell you, there's so many great cuts on this. It was very hard for me to choose, but I think these two actually showcase some more stylistic things that you do as well. Anything you want to say about it?
Probably my two favorites as well. Texas Man, I really enjoyed A, recording, making, and B, I didn't think that it was going to even make it to the album. It was a little lullaby song that I was fooling around with, and I kept telling our producer that was like, yeah, I have this one, we're gonna get to it. We kept pushing it back. We had other things to do, and I had a few minutes to spare one of the days, and I just laid down the first track to it, and we just built on it real quickly and wasn't even sure if I was gonna make the cut. And we really, everyone took a liking to it. We put on some icing on that cake, and really, it's a short song, it's 2 minutes long, but it's sweet and soft, and definitely not something you expect. It kind of stands out in the album as a whole. So,
well, I dig it.
When you put in some good work to that.
Yeah. I mean, that's my piano credit on the record. Woo. Me and Grant Epley, just our engineer, Grant Epley. We were, just building out percussion on a bunch of songs, and Texas Man, like Bill was saying, we didn't know, we just tracked it 'cause we were here. We had some extra time. Let's get all the ideas down. And then fast forward, it became one of our favorites. Obviously, we put it out as a single because, yeah, we added some elements to it. And then we listened back and we were just kind of, whoa, what did we do here? And we were like, it's perfect. It's absolutely perfect. It's got to be on the record. It's got to be a single. So, we love it.
Well, I really dig you guys. And again, I'm so excited you're going to be at Texas Music Revolution 28. June 7th and 8th is the festival. They'll be playing on the Texas Homegrown Music stage on Saturday afternoon and full band. I think you even said you're going to bring a fiddle, and it's going to be a lot of fun. And I cannot wait to have you guys there. And I'll also be spinning some of your songs prior to that as we move up to the date. And here we go. Texas Man and Tighten Up from Sour Bridges right here on Texas Homegrown Music, and we'll be right back.
Stick with me, baby. I'm your Texas man. Been gone away too long. Sending you the words on the phone. And the meaninglessness of it all. And I can't wait till the morning breaks to spend the night with you. And I can't keep walking out. And the baby in the bedroom keeps shouting out. When you needed to see me, I gone and let you down. I was on the first row.
All right, guys. If you guys go to Spotify and Apple and you look up these guys, certainly on Spotify, you're going to notice a song that's gotten a ton of downloads called Cocaine Lorraine. And I was so surprised when I played it, because it wasn't what I was expecting. As soon as you guys started singing about it, I thought, this is a fun song, and these guys like to have fun. I mean, just lyrically, I was like, these guys know how to have fun. I got to know the impetus behind this song. And I mean, you have to be surprised at how many people downloaded. And is it not that you're not great, because you are, but is it just because it's got cocaine in it? I mean, what is the deal?
I couldn't tell you. I think this is an older song, and we recorded it. Where do I even want to go with this? I wanted to write this really fast song. I wanted to get the banjo in on a song. And I think I heard some other songs about different girl names. And I thought it would be kind of fun to go down the line of some girls that this character was,
Cocaine Lorraine that got arrested and thrown in jail.
They all backfire. Yeah. How they all backfired.
And I'm sorry for all you Lorraines out there.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the
sorry,
Karen.
Sorry, not sorry.
In today's world, if you're named Karen, it's kind of sad, but go ahead.
So basically what I wanted to be was not to take any blame for any of these situations. And if you'd listen to the lyrics, it's all that guy's fault. Really. He shouldn't be hanging out with someone on house arrest and taking him out. Exactly. And so, but the chorus is just, basically say, yeah, I have nothing to do with this. Dust off that jar, put some whiskey in there and move on. So what I like about that song is that we didn't do anything special. I think the title had a lot to do with it. It did get put on a playlist, and I don't even know what playlist that was, but it exploded. It took off. And in no time, it had like 500,000 views. And
well, it's definitely a lot of fun, and I'm probably going to have to tell you, you're probably going to have to play it, just because it's a foot stomping dancing song. I mean, it makes you want to move and groove.
That's the bluegrass.
And not to mention, dude, is that you on the banjo, Bill?
Yes, it is. Yeah, that's me.
So you've definitely put in your 10,000 hours, because you've got a pretty proficient little banjo jam in that song. And, I think banjo is a very underrated instrument, because I think you can play it on any kind of genre, as long as you know where, what you want to do with it. It's a lot of fun, and I love it, and I dig it. Of course, if somebody can't play it, it's kind of like the bagpipes.
I was going to say, maybe everywhere except my house, because when I play it, when I'm practicing, it's everyone clears the house. by itself, it can be quite annoying, I would say, but I love playing it with especially with drums, which is not normal. But having like an assistant guitar or bass, obviously it just cuts through real nice. And it's nice to just add a little taste to whatever music you're making. With Cocaine Lorraine, I had one friend reach out. He's like, I love this song. I only listened to the first bit of it. Are there any lyrics? Because the intro is.
Yeah, the intro's got about a 30-second instrumental part.
Yeah. Yeah. So. Yeah, which is great. It kind of sets the tone for you. Would just want to grab somebody and swing arm to arm, mm-hmm.
That's
the idea. So we have other songs like that too. That one just in particular has just been so much fun. We play it all the time. It's almost a staple in every set.
Well, it's fun to play live because we never know how fast we're gonna play
that's
it.
True.
Oh yeah, that would
depends on
how he starts it.
How many beers have we had that day? and then just how fast can we push Bill's little plucking fingers to go there.
Absolutely.
The other song that I want to talk about that's gotten a lot of response and really is a great song is Dusty Waters. Tell me a little bit about that and how you came up with that song.
I'm not one for writing minor songs too often, but I really like this one as well. It has another crazy little intro lick that it's minor and it just is very eerie.
Yep.
And trying to just break out of those 1-4-5 normal minor chords, it just kind of has some fun, quick rhyming lyrics that are just push it along. And once again, it starts off a little slower, I guess, and then just rips with a fiddle solo that's just contagious. You just want to hum along with it. Lyrically, it's just another fun one about, I don't know what it's about. You tell me. It's
which,
just
which
like,
song?
I don't know. Dusty Waters. It's just it's just a fun.
Oh.
Song.
Yeah, like I said, well, I you know, I tend to hesitate sometimes because, as you know, music like art, and even you know, like the song lyrics, it's so subjective, and what one person might get out of it is could be completely different from another. And a lot of times we're poised to talk about what it means to us, and then someone else will say, "Well, I didn't get that at all." And it's kind of like going to a movie and you walk away and everybody gets something different from it. But every once in a while, I think that it's important for people to understand that you know, since you do write so much of the material, is a lot of it self-reflective?
Yes, you know, sort of. I think what you do is you take kind of images or situations or lines that pertain to your life in particular. And then you decide, is it going to be this general topic, or is it something that really happened to you that's note for note and historically accurate, or if you will. So I play with that a lot. And I think I usually come out with saying, hey, everyone can kind of relate to this emotion, this feeling,
sure. This
song, you know. And so for that one, it's more like it's a heartbreak and kind of just wandering around aimlessly with bad weather on your mind and it literally happening. Dusty Waters is just a term I kind of liked. I don't even know where the two words combined came together, but they don't really make any sense. That's probably why I like it so much. But it's a fun one. I really like playing it too.
Well, before I go, I always like to get a little personal. Are you guys married?
Yes.
Yes, we are.
And children?
Yeah.
Any little kiddos running around?
Yes. Mark has two older ones, right?
Yeah, I've got two slightly older ones. Bill and Matt both have the younger kiddos, and they love coming to shows.
They love dancing.
Mm-hmm. They love, yeah.
Any of them taking interest to music?
I noticed.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, your little guy's playing drums better than you.
Yeah, our son is doing school band just like I did, and he's playing drums, and he's much better than I was at the same age. So I've, you know, got my work cut out for me. And then our daughter loves singing, and she's actually about to start cello lessons. And I'm
ooh,
like, sweet,
fun.
Let's get a string player in the family.
Yes.
So I can put you on all the records. Yeah, it's their music, you know, music runs in family for sure.
Bill, how about you, babe?
My kids are a little younger, but Marlo in particular, she's 4. She does have really good rhythm, and she doesn't even realize it. She's bashing around tambourines, and she's got her ukulele, so she knows her stuff. She loves listening to our music, so I think there's definitely some promise for her.
We're going to play a couple songs right now, Dusty Waters, and I'm going to throw in Cocaine Lorraine on this
sure.
particular segment too, since we talked about it so much. And I can't wait to see you guys in person in June, and I'm going to have to jump up
Thank
and sing a song with you, if you don't mind. I'm going to practice up
that.
And see which one I want to get up there and ruin for you. No, I'm kidding.
Come on.
I wouldn't dare even offer if I didn't think I could stay in pitch with you, but I definitely want to get up there with you guys if
we
that's
might
cool.
hold it to it.
And we'll see you guys in June. You guys, Sour Bridges right now, Dusty Waters and Cocaine Lorraine right here on Texas Homegrown
woo,
Music.
Woo, woo. Thank you.
Come worse than the locket that she gave me. I hold it close. close and tight. Most of me is empty, but the rest I keep inside. Your fingers heavenly, twirling circles in the sea. There is nothing left for me. You drain the dream and the covers crash like thunder. In the morning there'll be steam. They'll be picking up the pieces left to me. Thank you. if you see me, if you see me with my thumb in the air, take me somewhere, take me somewhere. If you see me, if you see me with nowhere to sleep, make me a key, make me a key. If you see me, if you see me sleeping on your floor, don't slam the door, don't slam the door. I've been trying to find a job, what seems like 52 weeks. I've been trying to breathe your air, but you make it so hard on me. See me crying in your bath, try not to laugh, try not to laugh. And if you see me, and if you see me bleeding on your stage, pay me my wage, pay me my wage, pay me my wage. If you see me, if you see me with my hand on my throat, don't let me choke, don't let me choke, let me choke. I've been trying to find a job, what seems like 52.
So if you're like me, after hearing these cats, you're going to want to see them live. And you're going to have a lot of opportunities to do that. So get on their website, Sour Bridges, and they'll have, you know, new shows up there all the time. But like I said, get your tickets, guys, and come to TMR 28. It's going to be such a great weekend. Texas Music Revolution in downtown McKinney. These guys are going to be playing on my Texas Homegrown Music stage on Saturday afternoon. Full band, so I'm really looking forward to that. And then also, they'll have lots of shows in the region. If you guys are in the Austin area, they do play around that area quite a bit, but they travel all across the country as well. And download their music, buy their merch. That's the way that we can really help these bands. And I just love doing that. So I hope you guys will avail yourself of everything that Sour Bridges and Brown Grass, which is their new phrase they've coined, and it's a really cool genre of music. I really dig these guys. I can't wait to have them on my stage and listen to their music quite a bit more. Put them on my playlist. I hope you will too. So, you know, I can't close the show without giving a shout out to my sponsors for making this possible every week. Thank you so much to Burris Injury Law and the Guitar Sanctuary. Remember to love life, folks. You get out of this life what you put into it. Make it a great day. Do something kind for somebody. Pay it forward. Maybe buy somebody in line behind you that cup of coffee and make them feel good for no other reason than just being alive today. So peace out, everybody. I'll hope to see you next week on Texas Homegrown Music.